Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins. So I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
People, I'm shocked. Stop what you're doing. There's something's gone terribly wrong in the world. I've just heard that Tom Cruise is playing a Nazi. No, Tom, not Tom. Not my Tom. He's a good guy. Come on. He's not a Nazi, for God's sake. Look at his face. Look at it. Tom would rather kill himself than be a Nazi. What? Oh, he's a good Nazi. Oh, hey, good old Tom. I've been working at this company for 6 months now. 6 months. 6 long months. It's terrible when you think about things like that. You like, you see buildings, and like before they were just fields. Now they're great big buildings, you think, fucking hell. What have I done in that time? Probably just made a bigger indent in my sofa and got a bit fatter. That's all I've got to show for it. But then I've noticed, in my hair, a little bit at the front, like it's going, there's a little, kind of a little bit balder, a little bit, just a few hairs at the front have come away from the pack. I was thinking, you get a bit paranoid, you think, fucking hell, look at that. You look in the mirror, oh, look at it. It's going, gone, my youth, falling away, hair by hair in front of my very eyes. And then I thought the fly, and thought, fucking hell, my fingernail's going to fall off soon, that will be terrible. But I was thinking, you're there, what is this place? They're doing something. They're causing my hair to fall out. The bastards. You look around. There's a few old people. They've got less hair. Fucking hell. They're all doing something. Something the owners are making us bald. They're balding us. The bastards. I bet it's some complete arse who's got a full head of hair. And he's there going, oh, look at me. Look at all you lot going balder and balder. Hey, baldies. Look at this lovely bouffant. Of course, it could be just that I am getting older. I've got 6 months older. But you never fucking know, do you? You can't be sure. Ta-da! 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 Stop flashing your breasts. Ta-da! Breasts flashing. Stop. Ta-da! Ta-da! Right, this... I just was fiddling around with the dictaphone. The recording thing, not my dick. Which brings me the classic joke. Do you use your dictaphone? No, I use my finger like everybody else. Hey! I dropped it on the floor a minute ago, and then this simple bloke, I mean, he was a bit simple, not local, you know, he was a bit, he'd been dropped as a baby type simple, you know, Mungo, sloth type, he didn't look like sloth, he had the brain power of sloth, if you get a meaning. Mice and men, you got, right, you got me? Anyway, he came up to me and goes, did you drop your phone? And I went, yeah. And he went, you cheeky bastard. Fucking, who are you? But it was one of those, you know, like in the films, the big, the big simple ones. You can't really get them too much because they're just, nature has given them big muscles and a little brain to compensate. So the big one just calls it a little brain. Master blaster, like that. So what he needed was a little midget on his back. But that wouldn't be good, that you see you have a strong person with an evil midget. No good's going to come from that, are they? Trouble will occur when that happens. That's why you've got to keep apart the midgets and the biggins. Unless the biggin hits the midget, they probably deserve it. Because they're up to no good. I'm suspicious of midgets. You can feel they're feeling angry because they're born small. They want to strike back. A little mischief, pushing girls into chocolate lakes, that kind of thing. Working for evil baddies in Bond, you know the stuff. Murdering people in Don't Look Now, for some reason, which no one... I mean, what prompted her to do that? Just because she was small, that's what I think. I think I'm a right bloody brat here. I pretended to slip on a bit of ice, kicked her in. And she was there. She broke the ice into the water, thrashing around. Sound like a seagull. I went, you sound like a seagull. There you go. That's a song by Razorlight, Hostage of Love. What a load of shite. Hostage of Love. What a crock of shit. I hope he was physically sick when he wrote those words. Because they're that fucking naff and rubbish. should be ashamed. Hey, hey, cock knob cheese of a hey, junky horse nibbler. Hey, nah, 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 nah. Sun letter. I love this one. This is beautiful. I flash boobs on web. I'm reading this out, by the way. I do not do that. I'm addicted to flashing my boobs on webcam. I have very big breasts and love the reaction I get. Well, to be honest, I don't see the problem here, so everything sounds perfectly fine. If someone wrote into me, I'd say, keep up the good work, send me the link. Flash away. I'll help you out. I'll ease this need you have. Just flash them at me. Go ahead. Go on. Bring some mates in if you want. I'm good for it. Just watch my reaction. Boing! She's 24, haven't got a boyfriend, and never sure of offers. I like to think I'm a fairly normal, attractive, intelligent person, so why can't I give up flashing? Because there's nothing wrong with it. I know there are loads of guys who like to flash their bits on the web, but the girls do it too. I get such a thrill when I show off my breasts. But I feel really down when I switch off my PC. Can't wait to do it again. It sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? Sitting in front of your computer, flashing your boobs. The screen. Why don't you flash them to a bloke and then you might bloody have sex or something? Or why don't you work in a titty bar and then you get paid for doing that? Surely that is a win-win scenario if you're big whoppers as well. Boss, you get out the big jubblies, they give you some money, you wiggle them around. Win-win-win-win-win. Deirdre says this is an addictive personality. This is addictive behaviour and it would get in the way of healthy relationships. This advice. I've hit it up. I suppose fair play to Deirdre for taking this seriously, but she says, try to wean yourself off this habit by packing your spare time with friends and activities and that keep you too busy to go online for long. It's not going to, surely it's not going to work. Counselling? Oh, fucking hell. Just stop it. There you go. Stop flashing your breasts. Ta-da! Get a boyfriend. Flash him to him. I'm sure he'd love it. Right, case solved. Next. I'll have a double jingle latte, please. I'm sitting at my desk in a fog of despair, like a little train chuffing along, chuff, 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 and just farting away.
I saw some show on TV with the Monkhouse of the Bob variety, and he was, I think it's the start of some, but he's playing like the you can't say yes or no game. Fuck it up. A fly into my mouth. Ah, straight in. Fucking hell. Eyes watering. What a fucking twat. I thought they were going to have, like, good reactions. I mean, how does that work? Ah, shit, you know. Oh, mother of God. It just means, I'm just sick. I just walk in the middle of the street on Friday afternoon. Fly fucking goes into the throat and I'm sick. I'm not even hungover and I've got tears down my eyes. Oh, snot everywhere. Shit in hell. Well, that's what happens if you talk about Bob Monkhouse. Oh, that fly thought, I've had enough of this. Stop. We've had enough seeing Monkhouse on TV. You're not going to bore your listeners with him as well, you little bastard. Kamikaze'd himself for the greater good. Right, anyway, he was playing a yes and no game. And I was thinking, lads, this isn't fucking TV. This isn't the stuff that should be put on television. Bob Monkhouse speaking with some bloody no-marks about saying things like, oh, have you got a wife? Maybe. Do you love her? I might do. I mean, what? More entertaining if they had the game of, have you had, like, a load of flies and you have to run Bob Monkhouse around, giving him directions into an earpiece, and he has to try and get flies into his mouth. And then, you have to, it's the quickest to make Bob Monkhouse sick using that technique. You have to go left, right, left. That's my idea.
David Bowie! You get hit the bog of eternal stench. David Bowie! Little Labyrinth reference for you there with David Bowie! Leaping around in tight trouser things. David Bowie!
Yay! I just did that because I made some lights. It really made me laugh. So I thought that's the kind of genius, incisive comedy I need on my blog. On the old Hoscast, me going, yay! I wish people, I like it if people would just send me in clips of them laughing like that. Brilliant. And what I'll do now is I'll cut that bit out, put it together three times so we get a weird effect of me going, hey, 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 hey. And that's how to make a Hosscast. It's a piss. Oh, you got some swearing as well, you twats. There's scores of women who have felt the magic come from my wand. You lot probably haven't heard the historic fables of Hosk and the penis of pleasure. There's a lot of women who have felt the full power of this Hosk station. I just heard and I'm shocked. I'm shocked. People, I'm shocked. Stop what you're doing. There's something's gone terribly wrong in the world. I've just heard that Tom Cruise is playing a Nazi. No, Tom. Not Tom. Not my Tom. He's a good guy. Come on. He's not a Nazi, for God's sake. Look at his face. Look at it. Tom would rather kill himself than be a Nazi. What? Oh, he's a good Nazi. Oh, hey, good old Tom. Go on, Tom. Taking him down from the inside. That's that. That's attaboy. That's the spirit, son. Oh, phew. Oh, Tom's good, everyone. Don't panic. He's a good Nazi. No, I didn't know there were any either. No. I never heard of any good Nazis. Yet Tom's found one. I don't know if they've rewritten history, but who gives a fuck? Because Tom Cruise is a good guy, and we all know that, and that's why we love him, his little bloody pumpkin face. Yep, Tom's, he's a Nazi who tries to kill Hitler, because he bloody knows that he's a bad egg. So Tom gets in there, pretends to be a Nazi, and then tries to take down the big old Adolf, the A-man. And what a beautiful, it's a true story that, actually. Tom was there. Luckily, he failed in the attempt, because it was like Mission Impossible. Hey, see what I've done there? And then he escaped. That was successful. He decided then the only way to defeat Nazism was to become a very successful film actor. And you have to say that in his methods, the madness of his methods, there is a undeniable logic. And I think we'll say Tom Cruise 1, Nazis 0. Stick that up your pipe, Adolf, you Führer. No one can beat the Tom. No one. No one! Not my Tom! Heart attacks they have on soap operas. Gotta put your arm up to the air and this dude at work, and today often times when he says these things, and they are so mundanely silly and boring that I just literally want to laugh in his face. Just get up and go, ha 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 ha, you are fucking mad! What? And today, he said, has anyone seen this book? Oh, because I packed it in my drawer, you see. It's got my name on. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? No. Have you seen it? No. Have you? No. Are you sure? Yeah. Oh, he's going, oh, oof. I don't really want to call the police. The textbook. And he's like, well, who would do that? Do you know who would take it? No. Do you know who would take it? No. No, we don't. This bloke goes, is that it on your desk? And he goes, oh, yeah. Someone must have taken it out of my drawer and put it on my desk under that bit of paper. And we're like, yeah, really? Do you think that? Think it might have been you, buddy? Buddy boy? Hey? Hey? Well, they must have done that, because I remember packing it away. Yeah, I believe you, dude. It's like, before accusing everyone if they'd taken it, or if they know who'd take it, you'd think you'd check your fucking desk, wouldn't you? Fucking hell, dudes! Get a grip, man! Has anyone seen my nose? Have you seen it? Have you taken it? No. Oh, look, is that on your face, you fucking prat?
He was having a wang.
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 It looks pretty decent though. I'd wear it.
I think it's horrible.
What do you mean?
I think they lose their sort of masculinity if they wear one of these.
It's my pleasure to announce that Colin and Chanel are getting engaged next week.
Horrible at first sight, I must say.
Just spotted her from far across the crowded room. What happened? Asked if she wants to buy me a drink. Is that what he said?
Yeah, we did actually.
So you're going to want one of these then, Colin, aren't you? A men's engagement ring.
Try it on.
Yeah?
He's been getting wedding jitters.
So how does it look on his finger?
It looks very nice.
And very soft.
Yeah, we'll definitely be getting one, yeah.
It costs about 80 quid. Jennifer Ball is from H. Samuel. Now, engagement rings are apparently big in Spain, and some guys already get given them here. Like engagements failed. Mind me asking how you met?
I met through her old lodger.
What a romantic story. Yeah. Dale, what you making up? An engagement ring?
They look pretty nice, though. If I was wearing that, then other girls might, you know, won't be interested.
Right, but you'd be engaged though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
This is Radio 1, it's 6 o'clock. Well, not too much.
A men engagement ring. Yeah, nice. I like the difference here, though. An engagement ring is meant to be like some bullshit of, you know, a whole month's salary or some cock knob cheese of a junky horse nibbler like that. A men engagement ring is 80 quid. Oh, what's that then? I mean, is that some kind of division of their... No, it's just flat... That's what... Okay, we'll give it to you, so you like it, eh? How many women are going to accept an engagement ring that costs 80 quid? They're going to go, piss off, buddy boy. Engagement, it just sounds a bit kind of gay, like a man bag. You know, you're not really going to be in for that. Nah. But I bet these, right, people who give this kind of shit, the same dude who has like an engagement ring and a bit of string, he gives it around to every bloody chick he goes out with for 2 weeks. Oh, here you go. I like you quite a lot. It's an engagement ring. I've only known you for about a week. Yeah, come on, let's get engaged. What's the point in all that shit?
Kingo.
Wee! Up they come.
Entertain me! Entertain me! I'm bored! I've got all those presents and toys, but I'm bored! I want to annoy an adult!
I love you, but I also hate you. In this edition of I Love You, But I Also Hate You, it is the George Foreman Lean Mean Fat Grilling Machine! Oh yeah, baby, I love my George Foreman. Me and my George, ooh, we're like two peas in a pod. I love it, man. You put your meat in. Turn it on. All the fat drips out at the bottom. You do the hokey-cokey, then you eat your meat. That's what it's all about. Oh, it's awesome. You just there, you're watching it, going... Cookie, 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 cookie. And then you see the fat dribbling out. Oh, yes! Look at the fat! It's dribbling into its little plastic container. And it's like... You're thinking, oh yes, baby, that's not in me. I'm that much less fat. Look at it. It must be like a couple of millimeters deep, that stuff. Look at it, that's not in me. That fat's not in me. Oh yes. But I still get to eat the meaty goodness. Mmm. That's the George Foreman high. And then you get the low. You come back later and see it all caked with bloody crap. Even when you're cooking it, you're thinking, oh shit, I'm going to have to clean you, you mucky bastard. Ah, look at it. It's like, it's the same as its sister, the Breville. You just think, yes, toasty goodness. Oh shit, look at this. Someone's welded this crap onto this. Oh man. And then you always get people with the Breville who just don't clean it, and then they bring it out about a year later going, oh, I'd love a little Breville. And it's like a mould, and they're going, oh shit, we've got to throw that out now. That's completely buggered. But that's the George. You've got to think, oh, I've got to clean it. No! But, so you love it, but you hate it. Another fact about the George Foreman, he didn't invent this, the Lean Mean Grilling Machine. It was some other company. And they gave him like a million, they gave him loads actually, something like $5 million to put his name on it and say, yeah, just say you invented it. He must have been like, what? I'm like a tubby 40-year-old boxer. Why is putting my name on here going to do any good? You know, I haven't even been that good at boxing for a good 10 years. Look, George, just do it. I mean, look, no one even knows about this George Foreman grilling machine. Look, we don't even know. It's so crap at the moment and unpopular, we don't even know what the name of it's called. A grilling machine. Oh, I'll go into shop by a grilling machine. No, boring. That's not going to sell. We need a little chubby celebrity to put their name to it. And then it'll sell. It'll be as popular as the bloody microwave. It'll sell. It will just fly off the shelves. We'll build different colours. It'll be like iPods for chefs, man. Woo! And he's like, you short? Oh, fuck it, 5 million. Come on, hand it over. He's a fraud. He's like, hey, yeah, I made this grilling machine. Yeah, check it out. Woo! Lean mean. And you're like, what? You didn't invent that, George. I'm onto you, buddy boy. You and your bloody lies about inventing kitchen utensil machines. You better not try this anymore, or I will leak it out to everyone. What next, eh? George Foreman microwaves. No, you didn't invent that. Whisks. I'm onto him. He he's not getting away with this anymore. I'll be scrutinising any more inventions he has. Don't you worry, readers, listeners, whatever.
People might think I think crazy thoughts, but I think crazy thoughts think in my head. Hello, I'm Mr. Sperm. Come on, ladies, come and leap on. Get your sperm here, you hot bitches.
Instead of classes of pupils, they found only chickens. Only chickens. Only chickens. Chickens. They found only chickens.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
On the path now. Now. Now.
Loads. Loads.
Fucking geese.
They're blocking my way.
They're looking. They're looking mean. Mean.
I can't be bullied by a fucking pack of geese. I will attempt to scare them off.
Car geese! Car geese!
Sorry!
Sorry! Sorry!
And then moving about fast. Piss off.
Piss off.
I'm having to go around the geese. It's not right. It's not right. Come back with a stick, you fuckers. There wasn't so many of them, I would.
What?
There wasn't so many, I would have. But I mean, that's just not fair. I could fight two or three of them. Not 20.
Bloody geese.
Like the person is a big penis and the ears are a foreskin and you have to roll it back. I don't, but how does that make you younger? Well, everyone knows the older you get, the more foreskin you accumulate.
The ante never reappeared. Because so many illegal immigrants get into the country this way, the US is now taking more troops.
Brilliant. So there you go. You've got a radio person doing a piece on immigration in America, goes and hangs out with the Border Patrol in midnight and whispers into his little microphone that they're watching people trying to sneak in. You could have just fucking told us that, you twat. Did you have to fly to America to do that? No. Did you have to go out at midnight to see them trying to sneak in? No. Why don't you just tell us?
Woo! Top deck. Placebo effect. One top deck. You're like, whoa, I am smashed. Woo!
Now, let's talk about the princes, hey? Marvellous, the apples of our eye, the ambassadors of England, good old Prince Harry and Charlie Charles, big ears himself, you know, they've been accused by some people of being a bit racist, the royal family being a bit racist, I don't, goodness, where they get this from. So first we had Prince Harry, Christ, if anyone was undeserving of being called a prince, it's that little twat, Prince Harry, calling one of his mates in the regiment, the Paki. Good one. And I've got to say, who does this Pakistani fella think he is? I mean, the cheek of him talking to our glorious prince. I really like the rest of everyone in his regiment. Oh, his army, in fact. They shouldn't be talking. Those underlings shouldn't be talking to the majestic, all-round good egg that is Prince Harry. Goodness sake. Anyway, so Prince Harry called this bloke a Paki. He said it was an abbreviation because he was Pakistani. Yeah, right. The thing is, they didn't get the whole conversation because it was actually, "Oi, Paki, look at those spicks and wops over there. Let's laugh and point at them." So, you know, he wasn't that bad. I mean, really, what are they doing, accusing Prince Harry of being racist? It's not as if he's gone to a fancy dress party dressed as a Nazi or anything, is it? What? Oh, he already has. Oh, right. Bugger. But wouldn't it be too easy if Prince Harry called you a name, supposing, right? I'd be celebrating, so I think, yes, now I can have a reason to bop you in the face, you little knobhead. But you just go, be so easy, you go, oh, well, and your mum's a slag.
Ha! And I know, because I've seen all the pictures. Huh? How was she like when she was with Will Carling? Look at his bloody butt face. Jesus, she was desperate. She married Prince Charles. Wait a minute. Your dad? He talks to trees. Now fuck off, will you? Look at that big-eared fool who's in the papers writing letters to leaders of the world. That's your dad. Look at him. Can't call me any name, Sonny Bob. I mean, let alone your mum. She was with everyone. That Hewitt chap, he was a bit of a knob. Dodie Fayed, Will Carling, pinching Duran Duran's lead singer on his arse, even though he was old and fat then. I mean, and they're just a few in the paper, let alone how many really she went through. Probably the whole rugby team, in fact. This week it also turned out that Prince Charlie Charles, calls, I think it's an Indian bloke, he calls him Sooty. Well, that's the spirit, so I say. That's up there with Bush saying, oh, you have blacks in your country as well. Fair play to Harry. You know, I'm a big supporter of him because I think he is single-handedly going to bring down the monarchy. Come on, lad! And although he is a chap of jolly good old spurting twatism, I will bloody shake him by the hand and just give him a salute and say, well done to you, sir. You've done what Cromwell couldn't do. Finally ridded us of the monarchy and us having to give money to them every year to fuck around and be anal, straight-laced, bloody waving machines and surround their house by beef eaters. Well done, Ginge. I don't have to say it, you know. I don't think I'd ever really want to be Prince Harry. And not just because he's a bloody twat. But, I mean, what a rubbish kind of job. You've got your kind of royalty, the runt of the royalty litter. Papers following your bow as you dick around being racist and stuff. Getting drunk and all that shenanigans. But then, no, look at his prospects. You're here, right, your job is to one day be King of England. Once your dad and your brother dies. Oh, that's fucking hell, that's a bit of a... bit of a long way, isn't it? I mean, Willie, he's only a couple of years older than me, and he is much healthier. He's probably going to outlive me, for fuck's sake. I haven't got a chance. What a load of rubbish. And if you get to be king, it just means bugger all. You don't even do anything. I mean, look how long Charlie Charles has been waiting. Fucking hell. The only thing they do each year is do a little talk at Christmas, which no one listens to. Still, if you get paid millions of quid for it, I could probably do that.
La 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 la, you're a peanut. La 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 la, you're a peanut. Goes the eggy.
Kind of interviewing myself about the character, because I heard him again the other day. I was listening back to one of the old ones, where he's about a child, and he kind of... It's not fair, he talks like this, and he's a mom, and it's not fair! And I was saying, oh, I wonder why he does that. I suppose children often talk very fast and like that, and they're always... Everything isn't fair, because they're always getting told off, because they're learning about the world by pushing against it to see how it reacts. Obviously, this is very annoying. Annoying to parents and adults. It seems like they're very naughty all the time, but they're just learning. You know, they're just trying things out. They don't know that you shouldn't eat, you shouldn't drink bleach. You know, why not? It looks, you know, it does look cool. Lovely blue colour and antifreeze. Cool. You know, it looks thirst-quenching. I've often been tempted to have a bloody swig myself. They should do something about that. Perhaps I should put it in a healthy bottle saying this is really good for you. No kid's going to touch that bad boy. But then also on these bloody bleaches, you've got the child-proof caps, which all the adults are going, how the fuck did you get this open? If reading... Finally, by some sort of brute force, you managed to prise it open. And I thought, maybe, what if we replace that with a kind of a sum or a conundrum or something? You'd have a lot of stupid people wailing at it. Ah, let me in! Of course, the downside, if you had this kind of general knowledge or some kind of maths question, which children wouldn't know, is that the child geniuses would be in there. They'd be able to obviously do the question and they'd drink the bleach. So, evolution, nature, weeding out the geniuses. They're clever enough to get in, not clever enough to know that you shouldn't drink it and gulp, drink it dead. That's why, I think. See, they might be clever little bastards. They've got too much brains for their own good. You know, the really clever ones, the ones that are a bit weird. It wouldn't be a great loss if they accidentally all drank a lot of bleach, would it? Hey, would it? Of course it would. How dare you think that? I was just reading your thoughts then, you evil bastards. Stop it. See, yeah, that's my discussion with myself. I wasn't going to do any recording today, and I thought, oh, that's oddly amusing to myself. See, I often have chats to myself, little chin wag. I've even been known to argue with myself. Always be pretty.
Oh, go over there, look at that, Mary.
Je probeert dan terug je toekomst.
Plus het feit, als je met seks omgaat, is het niet alleen het fysieke dat telt, maar ook soms de lieve woordje.
Onze broer zal op het rustig. Now we have a clip of Husk Savannah.
Fuck, hey, bullshit, cock knob cheese of a junkie horse nibbler, piss off, buddy boy, shit, fucking hell, dude, fucking prat, little twat, knobhead, fuck around and be anal, fucking hell, that's a bit fuck's sake, what a load of shite, hostage of love, what a crock of shit, fuck,
myself with a snake-like appearance between my legs.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're fucking
fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my
God.
And here is... Are the Muck-Ups.
People, I'm shocked! There's something's gone terribly wrong in the world! Stick that up your pipe, Adolf, you Führer. Nah. Be anal. Boing! I've just heard that Tom Cruise is playing a Nazi! No, Tom! Not Tom! Not my Tom! He's a good guy, come on! He's not a Nazi, for God's sake! Look at his face! Look at it! Tom would rather kill himself than be a Nazi.
What?
Oh, he's a good Nazi. Oh, hey, good old Tom. Stop what you're doing. Something's gone terribly wrong in the world. Hey, Tom Cruise 1, Nazis 0. A men engagement ring. He's gone to a fancy dress party dressed as a Nazi or anything, is it? Oh, people, I'm shocked. Tom Cruise is a good guy. Hey.
Yeah, what are you making up? A men engagement ring. They look pretty nice.
Just get up and go, ha 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 ha, you fucking man! What? Doing?
Now if you want to send something funny to Hoss Half Hour, well bloody do it then! HossHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You know, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it, share the wealth. Yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over.